Good morning, and oh my gosh, I would love to talk about all of them.
Yes.
But this week, oh my gosh, they're so wonderful.
And I saw that you're going to start off with one that if there was Cat Olympics, he would win a gold medal.
Oh dear Lord, this is Kimiko, and is he not the most handsome and inquisitive cat you've seen?
He is. He's got beautiful eyes.
He's stunning, and he's playful, and he is hilarious. Just from the word of his greatest promoter, he's amazingly wonderful. Not just wonderful, but amazingly wonderful. We pulled him. Actually, I'm so sorry. He came in as a stray. And so our information is just what we've experienced. And oh boy, it's been a run. So this perfect little man, he would just make someone so happy who would like some spunk in their life. He's very active. And once you sit with him, he will curl up and, of course, show you some love by getting on your lap, giving you some rubs, purrs, and kisses. Sometime he even shows his love with a little harmless nip, which we call love bite. You know what? It's awesome. You can tell the difference. They're just lovingly funny and playful nips. And he recovers immediately with some kisses. It's like, I didn't really do that. He's quite the character. So he's good with other cats as long as the other cats are equally active and friendly. And due to his excitable personality, we'd love to put him in a home where there's adults only, just because the entertainment factor should be all on him.
Yes.
Like you said,
lots of attention.
He wants to dismount and do the hoe, you know, arms up. So he is awesome. He's about 2 years old, just a little shy of. He's neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested, and he is just hilarious. I can't say it enough. If his bio invigorates your heart and just says, oh, my God, I must meet this cat because I want to see his acrobats in motion, give us a call or just stop in, 803-802-0902. We'd love to talk about Kimiko. He is one special little cat. He thinks he's a dog, but no, he's a cat. Then we have Adina, our dog of the week. Oh, my goodness, look at how beautiful she is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always shocked when we get these diamonds in the rough in. I cannot say anything but wow about this beautiful dog. She is beautiful on the inside and out. We pulled her from animal control, and we are so thrilled we did because she is going to be just the best dog in the right family environment. She's so perfect. She loves her walks. She's good on walks. She's playful. She enjoys company with other canines. I mean, it's like hitting all the great points. She's about 3 years old, which is perfect because she's all grown. She's, you know, her personality, and she's just amazing. So she as well is spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. So don't let this girl wait another minute. Get on the books to meet her because, oh my gosh, if I could take another dog in, she'd be living with me. So
she's also got some beautiful markings, Mary Beth.
Oh, and her personality is amazing. She's just so sweet and so interactive and so perfect.
You can tell. Oh, yeah, you can tell.
She's perfect, yes. So give us a call. Get on the books, 803-802-0902, and let's see if Adina makes the connection with you. And then we've got What's the Scoop? And we want to thank everyone for the Spread a Little Happiness fundraiser we had this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Much of the funds will go to this cutie patootie pudgy who came in. Oh, my God, just the sweetest little nugget. And obviously we thought something was a little off with his back end, and lo and behold, he needs an FHO, which I think translates to a hip replacement in our world.
Yeah.
And so he is due for that on Thursday, so give us some good vibes this week for this little man to just recover quickly, because he is another one who will be available for adoption quickly, and you don't want to miss out.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, yes, the face. Look at the little face. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, if my house could have 100, it would. It would be a problem. I would have to go to some support groups. Anyway, keep spreading the word. Like us on Facebook. Share our news, our stories, and our pictures. It helps us make those connections. And remember to think adopting, fostering, donating, shopping. You can adopt anywhere. Adoption's good anywhere. But if you'd like to see what we have available, please look on our website. We're a little favorable to our selection. And then, of course, foster. As we gain more options to bring animals in. We need fosters to have them go to places. So it truly is saving lives. It's also an amazing way for like a 2-week period to just do a little, have a dog in your home or a cat in your home or kittens in your home. It's so fantastic. So I can't say enough about fostering. And then, of course, donate. We rely on our community to help us. Consider donating on a monthly basis. Consider it in your portfolio or legacy planning. And donate your gently used items even as you're cleaning up for spring to come, and we can't wait until it gets here. But gently used items come to our thrift shop so we can turn it around into life-saving dollars. And then donate your talents like you folks do and help us promote our babies. And, of course, continue shopping, which is so imperative to our dollar-making.
Mary Beth, I have one quick question. Can we donate Christmas items, Halloween items? Can we go ahead and donate those now, or do we need to wait till closer to time, or do y'all take all of those items year-round?
We do it year-round, and we do store them and organize them so we are ready and primed for the season next year or this year, come August, September.
Great.
So, yes, all that holiday can come on in, and, of course, consider all the current holidays, like coming up Easter, because we'll get it on the floor and make money right away.
Okay, great.
So it's just a great way to get clean up your house. That's what we say.
Spring cleaning. That's right.
Yes, and come to mine because I really need help. And then our best, I can't even tell you. Oh, my word. The best thing every week is from January 1 to current, and it's just February 16th. We have placed 24 dogs and 81 cats.
That's
105
amazing.
Pets. Yes, it's so awesome. So please keep doing what you're doing because it really does help us place animals. And you can find more information about the Humane Society of York County at the Humane Society of York County website, where we have all our information. You can go to there for volunteering, for foster, for adoption, adoptable pets, all of that. And we really look forward to meeting everyone who wants to just have the biggest heart for our mission.
That's great. Well, thank you, Mary Beth. We appreciate your big heart and all of the volunteers there at the Humane Society of York County's Rescue. Again, you can go to the humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, and they're located at 8177 Regent Parkway. That's right there in Fort Mill. We thank you for all that you do, Mary Beth.
Thank you guys so much, and keep spreading the word.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great week.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Mary Beth.